Sunday, September 18th. That means we're 1 week away from the big show. That's right, the live show at Granby University. So I suppose the question is, will you be able to listen to it next Sunday? And the answer is no, because that technology is beyond me. I mean, I was looking it up, and the cost for that just kind of is silly. I mean, we're getting some good numbers, but we're not getting the kind of numbers I would like for us to go crazy. And if we had people, you know, thousands of downloads, I would head of a podcast. So, you know, you'll have to listen to them a week after, which is cool. Anyway, so next week, if you're in Des Moines, we'll be recording live at Granby University, the College Center, which is on the east side of East 14th, and you can't miss it. I mean, it's like the hub of Grandview. When you're going down East 14th, you see this giant skywalk that goes right over East 14th. On one side is, on the west side, is basically classrooms, and then on the east side is the College Center, and the ground floor is where you want to be, and it's called the Speed Lyceum, and it's a small little performance space, conference room, a little bit of everything. It's very nice if you're going to be dancing, because we will have swing dancers there. The Grandview Swing Club, as you know, is sponsoring and putting on the show with us, and we're going to be raising money for them. So there's no real admission, but if you'd like to donate to them, you can. And I believe they're bringing cookies and lemonade. I know not a blues thing, but I think it's a nice touch, because the swing club are good kids. And so, you know, come on out and support them and listen to the show. Get yourself, you know, recorded hooping and hollering and clapping. And, you know, you can be on the podcast. I'm assuming it's going to be number 20. Because I can talk to Doug. He thinks he can get this turned around in a week. So we'll hopefully have two shows out of that one we do on next Sunday. So that's 25th of September. And that's at Grandview University College Center Speed Lyceum. 7 o'clock is when we start. So be there. Now, who are the guests? Well, if you listened to last week, you pretty much know who's on it. I think we've added two other people. So, Bob Doerr and Jeff Peterson of the Blue Band are going to kick us off at 7 o'clock. Then John Lukart, the Tone King, guitar god from Marshalltown, he's going to be next. Bridget Thompson, who I was talking about last week, is a really good singer, and again, someone that I've met recently when I came back here to Des Moines. Clarence is going to play, Big Al Dodd to play, and then finally, the Backstage Boogie Band will end things off. And I've convinced Doug that we're doing our standard signature song, Play That Funky Music. So you got to be there for that. Anyway, it should be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll have a good crowd. Just to have a lot of fun. And then October's already completely booked as well. And very quickly, it's Dennis Kane, Curry Harder, Steve George, Kent Burnside, Madam Jules, Scotty and the Wingtips, and the return of the Bad Boys of the Blues. Now, I know when you listen to the shows, you hear the Bad Boys of the Blues, and that was sort of the band's name, the backup band's name, but the backup band right now is just the world's most dangerous blues band, because the Bad Boys kind of took a life of their own. And that's technically my blues band, so we're going to be playing in October. And we got all four guys. So Johnny is going to be there. Norm's going to be there. Scotty's going to be there. So this is going to be awesome because the four of us have not played together for quite a while. So this will be fun. So come on out. That's October 30th. All right. So tonight's show is a good one. This one starts off with Frank doing Des Moines on $50, which was a theme that we always had in the show. We had this comedy routine going all the way back to season one where Woody used to do it. Unfortunately, I think we have one recording somewhere of Woody doing Des Moines on $50, but season one and two were never, it was like two recordings made the whole time and neither one were that great. One of them I actually found, but I'm not sure if it's going to be, if I can fix it. I'm still working on it. But anyway, so Des Moines $50, Frank's going to do that. Then our first guest is Larry Stoltenberg, also known as Red, from the old band Red and Ed. And Larry does a great job and just a great, he's a funny guy, is awesome. You'll enjoy it. The interview just cracks me up. Then we got the other brothers, and I know this will be confusing to those of you who are around Des Moines now and know the other brothers because this is a completely different band. This is John O. Smith's band, the guy who's the directs the house band. So John O. and his band will be playing, and the best song, well, my favorite song, I'm not going to say it's the best song because all three songs are really good, but my favorite song still is the David Letterman song. It's like a reggae tune, and it's about David Letterman, and it just mentions all the things that Letterman, you know, was known for. It's just a great song, and again, this was recorded in 2003. This is a February 8th of 2003, and then the show ends with my good buddy, Gary Smith, who died quite a few years ago. And, you know, Gary was in the Tom Gary Blues Band. He was in the Land Sharks. He was in Arch Blues Factor. A lot of great bands and one of the great guitar players. And it's just sad that he left us way too soon. He's going to end the show with the during the jam session, which is really cool because I didn't know he did that. And because normally it would either be Steve George or it would be me, but I guess Gary was there and we got him up there, and this is really cool. So Gary Smith will be doing the jam at the very end. All right, there'll be no reason for me to come back at the end of this one because there's a nice good ending on this. So you know, I will not blab anymore. I just want to thank y'all for listening. You know, it's one of these, you know, I don't know. This has been therapy for me because the world out there with the politics and all the weird stuff going on, and as a history professor, I can tell you this is just the weirdest presidential election that's ever happened. It's nothing is like this ever. I mean, you go all the way back. There were some ugly elections like Adams and Jefferson. That was ugly, but this is just off the chart, crazy, bizarre. It's like, what in the world? So playing the blues and listening to the blues, hopefully it'll be healing for you people and for us and for me, and we can just ignore all the craziness out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the February 8th, 2003, part B of the Iowa Blues Showcase, and this is episode 18. We will see you next week with episode 19, and then episode 20 will be the big show.
Okay, welcome talk back to you later. The second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gary with a good friend, Frank Strong, and we're doing Des Moines on $50. Frank.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be back. Yeah.
You know, we missed you last week.
Was I gone last week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I was
Chuck tried to spend the $50 for you, and I want to tell you, he didn't get the joke. He actually spent the $50.
Well, he's not supposed to spend the $50.
It was pretty sad, you know, because we really worked hard to give him $50, and then he went and bought things with it. And
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was on the right track. You know, he went to the DAV and bought that T-shirt for a dollar.
Yeah, that was right.
That was the right thing to do. But then he kind of went astray from there. He kind of like went to the...
It just isn't worth repeating, Frank.
Oh, okay, well, I just want you to know that, you know, we've kind of been on that side of the tracks, you know, and this week we have something really special. I was on assignment this week to go to the Embassy Club at the 801 building down here.
All right.
Des Moines on $50. Yeah, I called him up and I says, hi, I'm on special assignment from the Iowa Blues Showcase. Tom Gehry sent me. And they said, who? And I said, that's what they said, yeah. But I said, no, I'm on this assignment. I'm doing Des Moines on $50, and I'd like to come out and experience what I can for $50. And they said, well, you have to be a member of the club to go to the club, which I did not know. Anybody know that? You have to be a member? You have to pay $8,000 to be a member. But they did say they had a special deal for me. They said, for $50, what would you like? And I said, well, I'd like a hamburger, an order of fries, and a Coke. And they said, you know what they said? This is the part that got me, Tom.
They said,
for here or to go. And then I was, okay, I was with them for that. I mean, that's not a big deal. But then they said, you want to supersize that? And I said, well, I'm kind of confused here. Oh, you want the apple pie too? And I said, no. And, you know, like his voice was changing as he was going through this. I was going, wow. I thought, you know, they start out with this kind of frou-frou kind of thing. And then they kind of change, you know, when you're talking only $50. Because that's all you give me on this job is $50.
I know, so. I'm sorry.
But anyway, you could get, however, not just hamburger, fries, and without pickle. You could actually buy, they would give you an olive for $50. Next time, if you send me a few more bucks, I'll bring back a better report. But that's what I did this week for $50. Thank you so much, Tommy.
Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50, brought to you by the 801 Grand. You know, I thought for $50 you might get an appetizer. I didn't even think they'd give you a hamburger.
No. You'd believe anything, wouldn't you, Tommy?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest unfortunately ended up in the ether last time he was here. Well, he wasn't in the ether, but his songs ended up in ether. Okay, never mind. Let's just put it this way. You know, digital recording, sometimes things happen, and well, he's in cyberspace. That's where he's at. So anyway, until he comes back from cyberspace, we thought we'd give him another round. Ladies and gentlemen, Red!
Thank you. Thank you much. Thank to Chuck for that fine coffee. Satisfy my soul. They lied about that spoonful. They cried about that spoonful. And some of them died about that spoonful. Well, everything's a fighting about a spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoon. For me, they lied about that spoonful. They cried about that spoonful. And some of them died about it. A spoonful. Well, everything's a fighting about a spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoonful.
Another man's hand. They lied about that spoonful. They died about that spoonful. Cried about that spoonful. Well, everything's a fighting about a spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. A spoon, that spoon, that spoonful.
Larry Stoltenberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Better known as Red from Red and Ed. Not to be confused with Red from Red Green, don't you know? Hey, I was just, did you watch that new cable channel? I don't know if you get it up there in Huxley, but they have a channel 78 in Des Moines that I think is like 24-hour Red and Ed, although it really isn't. But it's filmed in Nebraska somewhere, and I think it's called the Rural Television Network or something.
I haven't seen that.
Bizarre. So anyway, how you doing there, Red?
Pretty good.
It's good to have you back here.
And I try to make it down every week when I, you know.
And it's amazing how many musicians live up north in that little burg of yours. Jeez.
Well, I keep telling them about the place, but they don't seem to make it down here. But yeah. One of these days, maybe.
Yeah, we got you, and we got him, and Scotty Cochran, and who else lives up there? Okay, maybe there's only three
Neil
of you.
And, Neil, Tim, there. A lot of people. There's quite a few up there.
And that's just little old Huxley, Iowa.
Well, that area.
Oh. Oh, Kelly. Oh, Kelly Huxley Berg. Yeah, the Metroplex of Kelly Huxley.
School district.
Anyway, it's good to have you here and saving the bacon. Originally, Harlan was supposed to be here tonight, but Harlan, I don't know where he's at. But he's at the, you know, he probably is. I told him DMAC, Campus Building 5, but he's probably back in the historical building. So. Anyway, Red, I think I asked you last time, but you got a CD or something coming up or anything that, any gigs?
Well, yeah, the other band that I'm in, we kind of do an eclectic mix of things and finishing that up anyway, original music, so.
Cool.
A couple bluesy numbers on there, though.
Yeah, and we can look forward to seeing you at the Elks Club anytime soon, or?
I don't know. After recent activities, I don't know.
Well, we'll have to find a new venue up at Ames.
Yeah,
we'll find one.
Yeah.
All right, you got another song for us?
Sure.
I'm the healer, baby. Let me lay my hands on you. I'm the healer, baby. Let me lay my hands on you. I make you feel all right. Yeah, that's what I do. Ain't got no potion. I got no black cat bone. I ain't got no mojo. I got no black cat bone. Well, but one touch from me and all your troubles, they'll be gone. We'll be right back.
the fall. In the winter, spring, summer, or even in the fall. If you need some healing, baby, you know just who to call. I ain't got no potion, I got no black cat bone. I ain't got no mojo, I got no black cat bone. We have a one touch from me and all your troubles have been gone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you much.
Better known as Red. We're right back with Shameless Self-Promotion and the Utter Butters. Okay, we're on the air. Welcome back. I didn't know we were on the air. Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Ladies and gentlemen, this band has saved us more than once. On New Year's Eve, when blues bands around town, we're all going, no, we don't want to play with you. And then I said, the heck with you, so we'll just go with Jono's band. And we did, and we were really pleased because we ended up having not only the best show on New Year's Eve, but they were the best band on New Year's Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, they even beat up on the house band. And I won't mention their names because they're friends of mine, but we were the hottest act on New Year's Eve at that particular place. Ladies and gentlemen, Jono Smith and the Utter Brothers.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
I know you've heard it before.
Well, you're a mean-headed woman. You think of things that ain't never been done. You're such a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways than one. I turn a corner and there you are, gliding by in a big black car. I see you laughing, but you don't see me. Tell me, how did one and one become three? Well, you're a mean-headed woman. You think of things ain't never been done. You're such a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways. The sooner he's free from a mean-headed woman. You think of things ain't never been done. You're such a mean-headed woman, and I mean that in more ways than one.
Thank you. From one extreme to the other, this is called Miss Euphelia.
Miss Euphelia.
miss you, feel you. I miss you each and every night. And when I'm not with you, I'm more than kind of blue. But these emotions feel so right. Girl, want you girl, miss you girl, yes it's true.
Thank you, Don Brown. Don Brown. It's a pleasure to have Don and Rick up here. The other brothers are a three-piece band, guitar, bass, and drums. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Rick.
To other brothers.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate you asking us.
Well, I'm just going to say that I like that last song. I had a little like blues meets John Lennon. It was
there
really nice.
There you go. Should have been up here playing.
Yeah. So anyway, why don't you tell us how this band started and what was their roots to another band that got to this one? Or
Gary and John have been playing together off and on for 20 years in different bands. And Alien Corn was around with Woody and the boys, and we just met up. Actually, John played with Alien Corn in the early 80s when there were four guys named John in the band.
Wow.
That's when we came up with different names for everybody. Oh. Woody, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh,
of course, he was red then because he still had hair.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of him with hair down to there. It's like, yeah, right, it's a wig, right? So the other brothers is kind of like the... like the next step past Alien Corn, or is it just kind of...
No, it is a next step past, because we play a wide variety of music, from blues to rock to reggae to semi-jazz. I mean, we like it all, really.
And there's this one song in particular I really like. Are you guys going to do it or not?
Well, you really want to hear it?
Well, this song I love a lot, man, because I'm a big Letterman fan, and I think Jono is, and most of the guys in the show are, if you can tell, because we steal a lot from Letterman, although we haven't done the top 10 list yet, but trust me, we'll sneak it in someday. But this is a really cool song. Jono Smith,
I wouldn't really call
brothers.
It blues, though, right? No. It's okay. Hey, man, there's David Letterman. David Letterman, The Late Show with David Letterman. You sit there in my TV set. What you pay for is what you get. Better than cable-free TV, I guess. The Late Show on CBS. You keep me up when I should be in bed, but I don't care if my eyes turn red, because you're David Letterman. There's no show better than yours. It always scores. Oh, David Letterman. There's no better man than you. And what you do, you used to have only Rough Cam and the CBS Orchestra. What a great band. I wish you'd let them play a song or two, 'cause we don't get a hero like you do. Paul Schaefer's a musician's friend. I wonder what he let us sit in. David Letterman, there's no show better than bored. Oh, David Letterman, there's no better man than you at what you do. Appreciate it. We are the other brothers. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Rick.
We'll be right back with the world's most favorite jam session. Hey, we're back. Welcome to the great jam session. We always end the show with a jam. And tonight we're lucky enough to have Gary Smith here. So Gary's going to play a little guitar. And Steve George was actually out in the audience, but he had a throat injury, so he's on injured reserve. So hopefully he'll be back again someday. He's going to head down to Medicap and get some medication.
We had to bench him this week, didn't we? Yeah, we couldn't.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, we had to put him on injured reserve, so that way he didn't take up a roster spot. So
I'm
Blues Showcase is brought to you by Chili Head Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio. By Starry Nights Coffee House, now in its new location located in the heart of the DMAC campus, Building 5 in Ankeny, Iowa. It's also brought to you by Lawson's Books. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our books don't stink. Come on down to us at East 6th and Grand and check us out. Our show is directed by Tom Gary, Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, and John O. Smith. Engineered by Jay Taylor. Written by Frank Strong. Musical direction by John O. Smith. My name is Tom Gary. Join us next week when we have Andy Coates, Janie Hooper, Mojo Machine, and the amazing Don Brown on the saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. All here right now, right next week. Same channel, same time, same place. Join us, and until then, goodbye.
Walking's much too slow.